Because his daughter's not there.
Okay, the Purim. This is Tav Shin, page Nun Vav in the new ones. Isa b'tikune Zohar Kadosh. Okay, this is the famous Zohar. Shepurim ki Yom HaKippurim. That Yom Kippur is only Kippurim. Okay, everyone talks about that. Everybody knows that. But watch what he does with this. Efshem Aram is Gamlazeh. What is this coming to teach? This connection between Yom Kippur and Purim. Shekemo Yom HaKippurim Atanis V'atshuva B'Yom Zeh. Loim rotza otama adam lasosamosa. Rak benim rotza ben lo. There's a lot of tshuva on Yom Kippur. There's a lot of fasting on Yom Kippur. Some people want to fast and want to do tshuva and going crazy during davening. Some people are just looking at the watch. When can I finish this? And they can only think about chocolate milkshakes and some weird foods that he never eats before, but he's thinking about on Yom Kippur because he's hungry. Rak benim rotza ben lo. Mikaimim negzeres HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He does it because of the gzeres of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one person, you know, for him to eat, is like, "Whoa, I'm an angel now, I can't eat." But another person is like, "Oh, I'm so hungry. So eat. No, I'm not going to eat it. God." Yeah. In any event, in the end of the day, people don't do gzeres hamelech.
I
want
to be the first kind of person, though. It's hard.
Right. Very hard. Kain gam simchas Purim. So too is simchas Purim. Now you think, Purim, what's so difficult about Purim? Who doesn't like, I don't like Purim, you know, the famous story about a guy, he used to, for whatever reason, he used to miss Purim every year because he would go to Yerushalayim and you're down and he had Tedvav because he was against Purim.
So he can be against Purim.
Whatever, it was a big character, I don't want to say the name. What?
Tricks.
I thought he said his name. He gam simchas Purim. He was like a historian who didn't believe in the history of Purim. He didn't really agree with the story of Purim. Lo akim ha'odam me'atzma b'simcha or kol pana b'matzah shiachol l'smach es atzom torchol l'smach. Listen to this, guys. This is unbelievable what he's saying here. Rav Judah, actually, I spoke with Rav Judah and he really explained to me what's going on here. He says like this. Even if a person doesn't want to have simcha, whether a person is having simcha, he's in a band or anything like that, he's having the most pitiful Purim of his life. I don't know, something happens and he's stuck at a train station on Purim in the middle of Pennsylvania. It doesn't matter. The simcha is on him. Right? Even if a person is b'shiflus and shmiras alev and with a broken heart and broken, obviously he's talking about in the Warsaw Ghetto. You can only imagine what Purim was like there. Hamoch v'chol rucho nirmas, his mind and his spirit is totally broken. Choku shetzorich al kol panim eizah nitzah shel simcha la'achnis alibo, but. And there's no thing to, then there may not even be a Megillah, and there may not even be Mishloach Manot, but yet there's a spark of Simcha happening on that time. Just like on Yom Kippur, if a person doesn't do tshuva on Yom Kippur, still, or if he fasts and he fasts begrudgingly thinking about chocolate milkshakes the whole day, it doesn't matter, he did it. He did it, and the tshuva still works. It's so too on Purim. Whether a person likes Purim, we always think that we have to create time. And this is me. You're looking at the worst person, the biggest offender of this. We always think that we have to create time. Like, if I don't create time, then the time that... No. Time itself speaks for itself. You don't have to create everything. Even if you don't create... Even if there's no chagiga, and there's no this, and there's no that, there's still simcha in the fabric of time. So, just like on Yom Kippur, person, okay, they'll have to do the actions. So to on Purim, he doesn't feel so besimcha. Do the actions. So to that's from a below to above. So to above to below. Right, the Rambam paskins that the tzumo, the essence of the day yom mechaper, even if a person doesn't do anything. Even if he doesn't really do his tshuva, Omer Rebbe shemichaper lo. Rebbe says he gets kapara. Right? You can see the footnote that he quotes the actual Gemara. Ken gam bepurim, so sotu bepurim. Ashalo ya ishi so besimcha. Even if a person wasn't besimcha, kifishet tzorich lios like he should be. Umimela, right? He's complaining. Ah, they're not letting me drink. Then I'm in this. Then I'm in that. His avod is not b'shleimus. Al Yisrael. The time is going. It's Pol on Yisrael. It's happening, man. So whether you're part of it or not, it doesn't matter. That's a time fabric. It's happening. Gamat the Pol Vyose. It's doing it also. You don't always have to create time. You don't always have to be like, you know, like, you know. Actually, like the story, I'm sorry to jump the Pesach, but there's a story that the Bnei Yisrael quotes in the Sefer itself. And you know when the Bnei Yisrael is quoting a story in the Sefer itself, you know it's a chashuv story, like the story in Hanukkah. You guys remember that story? Come on, guys. The Rav Ron said over with the guy who goes to Paris.
Oh, yeah.
So that story is in the Bnei Yisrael. This story is in the Bnei Yisrael. There's a story about a father. He's a drunk. And he promised his family, we're going to have a Seder this year, I'm going to save up money, I won't waste it on the alcohol. And he was doing good, he was saving up money. Every Yom Kippur, he's like, okay, I'm just, you know, I'm going to go into Yom Kippur, you know, 8 days without alcohol. You know, I guess in those days, 8 days without vodka, whatever. In those days, maybe they didn't have potato vodka and everything. Everything alcohol was chametz. They didn't have brandy or things like that. So, oh my God, you know, he was walking in the streets, and he smelt that smell of alcohol coming from a bar. He's like, okay, just one drink. And drink. And he started drinking. His family's waiting, everyone's going to Mincha. Late. His wife is like, I can't believe it, where is he? Kids, everyone just fell asleep. And then he finally comes back, and he's, you know, he comes and he falls on the floor. And the wife says, get up! You told me this year we're going to have Pesach. This year we're going to have a Seder. What do you have? You have nothing. So he says, let me sleep. So he goes to sleep. And he wakes up at midnight. And quickly, he washes his face. He's back. You know, he's a little more down to earth now. And he wakes up his wife. And he wakes up his kids. He goes, come to the table. He says, but we have nothing. Come to the table. She says like this, I messed up again. And I know that we don't have maror, and I know we don't have matzah, and I know we don't have wine, and I know we have everything to make a Seder, but one thing I want to tell you guys, Hashem loves you very much, there's nothing else besides Hashem in this world, and that's what I wanted to tell you. Then they started singing the song, at the end of the Seder of, Echad mi yodea. Echad mi yodea, echad mi yodea. And he finished his Seder. And I forgot which rabbi, maybe it was Kedushas Levi, he said the next morning, I don't know what context he said, like who asked him or anything, he says, you know what the holiest Seder was last night? So I said, well, you know, this rabbi, he says, Moshe of the drunks. Because he didn't get caught up in the matzah and the maror and the this and the that and the shiurim and the this and that. Not that it's not important, but he didn't get caught up in that. He realized the real message, he gave the real message of the Seder, that there's a God in the world and God loves us and there's nothing else besides God in the world. He got that message. You, with all your maror and your chumras and your this and your that, you da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and this time and this year and this and this and this nusach and that nusach, you forgot the main point. Point is, you know, sometimes that we always think, and I'm the worst at this, that we always have to like to create these moments for ourselves. I even said on the Leva Torah video that we create moments for the guys. You know, like, maybe I should take that back. Okay, it's important to create moments also. In Achinam, he's not saying don't you do your stylus, but just realize that it's not always in your hands. I gave it to our Torah last year about the whole thing that Hashem opens Himself up. You know, the man zemecha covered v'lo yidam hareini es kvodecha and the what?
Rain.
Huh?
For all it's usually in the rain.
What about that?
It's like
Hashem opens Himself up. He, you know, like the Megillah is all open. As I said, and someone came up to me, he goes, that was beautiful, but do you really feel that on Purim? And I said, you know what? No, I don't get it. So I was thinking, and I spoke to Rav Judah about it. I said, you know what? What am I supposed to do about that? Like, I said, get this whole Dvar Torah. I thought it was beautiful. And I didn't feel it. I said, it doesn't matter. It's there. You don't have to feel it. It's there. It's Poel, as the Yish Kodesh says. It's Poel, it's there. Just like Yom Kippur. A guy could be playing tennis on Yom Kippur, but it's Tzuma Shel Yom is Mechaper. As long as he fasts. Yitzuma Shel Yom is Mechaper. The Yitzuma Yom brings a person Simcha. Whether the person's dancing, whether the person's in a pathetic place, you hear so many people cry about why you, oh, there's no Ruach. Who says there's to be Ruach on Shabbos? Enjoy Shabbos for what Shabbos is. Because you couldn't create it through the imagination that you imagined in your mind. And maybe even Isra of Lotasuniti, Don't tell me, Tzimari writes this. Don't tell me what religion is supposed to be like. Don't imagine, oh, this is what Purim is supposed to be like. And this is what Pesach should look like. No, Moshe has a joke, that was the highest thing. And Yom Kippur, if I'm not in Levi Torah and dancing and jumping, it's not Yom Kippur. What are you talking about? The Tzusha, that created time. We're not the ones. We're creating a little bit. We can. That's okay. That's not to say that a person shouldn't. A person should have yesh, like, you know, this feeling of like, I hate Kabbalah Shabbos in America. They don't have Shabbos in America. What are you talking about? It's Shabbos all over. There's no such thing as that. The Itzum Shel Yom. We have to trust Hashem's time. The fabric of time is a very strong thing. That is his message here. And he's in the Warsaw ghetto. What kind of Purim are we going to have? It doesn't matter. We could be in the Warsaw ghetto, and we could be with a tish with 5,000 people on the bleachers. In the end of the day, the Simcha of Purim is still poem. Okay.